We are back with another edition of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. We're joined by Miss Sammy Quiggins. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. It is state tournament time, and 104.3 The River will be broadcasting the Boys Sweet 16 coverage. Coverage will get underway just before 10 this morning with the opening round matchup. Miss Sammy, I want to talk a little bit about state tournament food, because a couple of interesting stories, I guess, from times that you went to the state tournament. Now, back in the day, I guess there was the old Irvington High School and Breckenridge County High School. You, I guess, got your tickets through, I guess, the high school at Irvington. That allowed you to go to the state tournament, which I believe back in the day at one time was split between Memorial Coliseum and Freedom Hall in Louisville. And that allowed you, I guess, to have something that a lot of people know about now in the days in terms of food.
Well, it's really changed. I went to the state tournament for 9 years, and then I had an interruption.
Wouldn't know about it.
So I didn't get to go for a while.
It was dark, it was light, that's all I'll say.
We would stay at home when it was in Louisville and drive back and forth, and when it was in Lexington, we would go and stay. I mean, I look for it, you know, that was a big vacation. And we always had wonderful tickets because the schools at Irvington, the high school was there then, the principal or the coach, they all got, they gave them tickets. And so our principal, Mr. Mays, was the principal in the beginning. He didn't go, so he sold us the tickets. And then the next principal, Mr. Jackson, he did the same thing. So we had wonderful tickets every time we went. And, you know, I really looked forward to it. We had other people that went with us sometimes, other couples. Raleigh had been going to the state tournament for years with some friends, so he was ready to go. So the first year after we married, we went. And as I say, we went until we had this interruptions.
Again, it was dark, it was light. That's all I know about the situation. Now, talk to me about one of the first times you went. The tournaments, of course, were in Lexington, and you had something that would become famous worldwide, although at the time, you really didn't know about it.
I don't know where the first one, there wasn't the first one.
It would be the second one.
It was later on up in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first, I don't remember if it was Louisville or Lexington the first time, but the time he's talking about was the coach at Irvington was Jack Williamson and Dorothy, and she was raised the other side of Lexington, and their seats were with ours because I had the principals and he had got the coaches tickets because he was the coach at Irvington. And so when we got ready to go eat, they said, somebody told us about this place that really has good chicken. Well, you know how I am about fried chicken. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. And I think the name of it was Starlight.
That's the restaurant.
And we got out there, and I mean tell you, we thought it was the best chicken we ever ate. They had fried chicken and had good cream gravy. And so then they told us that it was this man from Corbin, and that he was the one they got the recipe and the cooker from. But that recipe became pretty famous, because that was KFC. And it was Colonel Sanders' cooker. But we ate there, I think, the rest of the time we were in Lexington. I think we went two or three times because we really thought it was good. You know, when you go to the state tournament like that, you go on Wednesday night and see a couple of games, and Thursday you see a whole bunch of games all day long. They started at 9 o'clock, and you got out at 9 o'clock at night. And then you all know how the state tournament goes, but it was always fun, and we saw a lot of the same people and talked to them. And then in Lexington also, at one point in time, we went several times to Columbia Steakhouse.
Now, this would have been the one, I think, though, this is not the main one. The main one is downtown, actually, a couple of blocks up from Upper Arena near Transylvania. They'd open, I guess, a satellite location out on the west end of town by New Circle Road.
Well, I think we went the first times we went downtown, but then it was much easier to go the one that was on Alexandria, and it was much easier to go and park at it than trying to go downtown. So we went there then. But it burned several years ago. But the one downtown is still there. I have been within Lexington several years ago, and we went down there, Nora and I, and Drew went down there. We told Drew we'd take him anywhere he wanted to go eat in Columbia. They had really good steaks. They had a steak that, and it was coated in garlic butter. You know how I am. Butter makes everything better.
Isn't that one of the four food groups?
Oh, it is. Butter, sugar, bacon,
ketchup,
grease. And Chuck says all the time, you know, greasy and sweet. What could be any better? But, and they had a good salad, too. They had a really good salad that we ate there and liked that. And then we took Lee when he did go with us that time when he was in high school. We took him, and he fell right into it. I think we ate there several times while he was there.
Now, I think, back to the KFC for a moment, it's now, I guess, a formal KFC location, but I think it's still in the same spot there, if I'm not mistaken, out on Nicholasville Road.
I don't remember exactly where it was. Raleigh was driving, or Jack what, I don't know. But we thought the chicken was wonderful, and that was, they weren't calling it Kentucky Fried Chicken, or it wasn't that, but it was just, you know, he cooked it in those pressure cookers, and it was so good and done and crusty. I can stand a piece of it right now.
And it's early in the morning. That doesn't make it any better here. We talked about Lexington, because, of course, the tournament for years was Memorial Coliseum, later Rupp Arena, but also for years it was at Freedom Hall. Of course, Louisville was an easier trip. That was one where you could be home that night. Was there any good places on the way up to Freedom Hall that you would stop and eat?
Yes, there was. I don't remember as much eating in Louisville. I think we sort of tended to be McDonald's people. We had different people. George and Marion LaDan went to the tournament with us one time, and Charlie and Francis Henderson. And I can't really remember who else, but we had a lot of times somebody went at the same time we did. And we would eat, as I say, I'm sure McDonald's when we were in Louisville Sub. And there was a little restaurant there at Bethany that was Gupton's, and it was really good. George and Marion had been there, and we ate there several times when we went with them, and other times too. In fact, I have a salad dressing recipe, was where I duplicated or tried to duplicate the salad dressing they had there, and mine tasted quite a bit like it. It was, what I do with it is use mayonnaise and chili sauce and chopped hard-boiled egg. Chop it up fine. They ever said that. That was the first time I'd ever seen a salad dressing with hard-boiled egg in it. And mine was pretty good, but if anybody wants to make it, one of my friends that when I worked at Hardinsburg, Gail Hale, she wanted the recipe because I think I took some down there when we had a lunch, and she was going to have her family for Thanksgiving. And so I gave her the recipe. And when she came back, I said, "How'd your dressing go?" She said, "Well, I hardly know." She said, "I mixed it up." And so they ate it all with a spoon before.
I'd say that sounds like a pass to me.
She liked that. And another place I think we ate a couple of times, some of you older people who came over in the covered wagon like me, Shug Trent, that used to be at Irvington, and Isa Trent, she had a cafeteria out in Butchel after she left Irvington for a while. And we went out there and ate a couple of three times. But I don't remember as much. I'm sure we ate Frisch's and Frisch's strawberry pie and Big Boys and McDonald's. And probably when we first went, the ranch house was still there too. So we did a lot of burgering, but I liked it being in Lexington because you got away, you know, as he said, when it was in Louisville, you had to drive back and forth every night, and it was nice. I didn't get to stay at a motel much back in those days, and so we stayed at, you know, those motels, little flat motels where you back your car up to the door, and you don't see too many. Well, I did see recently on the internet or on TV Some people are restoring a bunch of those because people really like that, not having to go upstairs and not having to go through the lobby every time you came in. And of course, if you wanted to, you'd probably leave your clothes in the car. But we had some really good times at the tournaments. I really did. And then we enjoyed it when Lee went with us when he was in high school.
A lot of good memories will probably be made once more with the state tournament. Again, the Boys Sweet 16 gets underway later today up at Rupp Arena, and you can follow the action with us here on 104.3 The River. Sammy, I don't think we got any recipes out today unless you have...
salad dressing.
You got the salad dressing. If anyone...
There's one other sweet tale I want to tell.
Go ahead.
The only person that talks more to Lee is me. When... Raleigh, before he was six, spent 52 days in the hospital. And Lee was working at Meade County then. And he called a game. And, of course, you couldn't get it in Louisville, Meade County. And Johnson was the drugstore. And he turned it on the radio and set his phone in front of it so Raleigh could hear him call that game. I thought that was really sweet, and Raleigh enjoyed it so much. That's enough of that tale.
Just in case someone does want a recipe, they heard about the salad dressing or maybe anything else, where's the best way they can reach you?
At SammyQ@BeTail.com.
Until next Wednesday at this same time, always follow the words of Miss Sammy.
Never trust a skinny cook.